Lag BaOmer is a day that it's very unique, some might say strange, within the Jewish calendar. There's no mention of it within the Torah, of course, within Tanakh. There's no mention of it in the Gemara, in Torah Shebaal Peh. Yet it's a very strong minhag we have to observe in a very particular way. Already in the Shulchan Aruch we find the minhag to shave, to get married, etc., the ending of the Sfirah. And of course, we know of all the minhagim we have beyond in general, and particularly surrounding Meiron and Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And it's strange that we would have a celebration connected to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Of course, we don't have regarding other Tanoim and Nevi'im and Avos. We don't have such a thing. Why specifically Rav Shimon bar Yochai? And especially because Rav Shimon bar Yochai was such an extreme fundamentalist figure who we don't paskin like. For example, the famous Gemara in Brachos, where he says we shouldn't work. Rav Yishmael says, Hanak ben Minig der Acheretz. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says we should learn Torah all the time. Abaye himself, in the end of the Gemara, says, Har be asav k'Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'lo also be Adam. Many people did like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and it didn't work for them. And of course, we're familiar with the extreme story of him in the cave with his son, Rav Elazar, and then coming out and burning people alive. And the Shechina itself, Bas Kol, came out and told him to go back in the cave and stop burning people. Why do we celebrate particularly Rav Shimon bar Yochai? And in such extreme ways, minhagim to burn clothing and fires and etc. I think the explanation is that Rav Shimon bar Yochai stands for pure, unadulterated ideology, disconnected from the world and its physical nature. The Medrash quotes Rav Shimon bar Yochai as saying that if he had been at Har Sinai, he would have asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us two mouths, one to use for Torah and one for everything else, the separation of Torah from everything else. And of course, there's something beautiful about that. The ability to make sure, to ensure that we're living L'Shem Shemayim in a pure, pure way. Most people aren't able and probably aren't meant to live that way. We're meant to live within this world, to wear clothing, to be involved, to work with nations that don't always do things L'Shem Shemayim. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was critical of the Romans for doing things for their own benefit. The danger, though, when living in the real world with real people, is that we lose our ideology in the process. The celebration of Rav Shimon bar Yochai is a way of us reminding ourselves and celebrating what our ideology is and checking ourselves in the Rav Shimon bar Yochai mirror to ensure that our ideology is still what it needs to be. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was a person who lived, developed, and taught about the upper spiritual world, things beyond our world. We, of course, live in this one, but reminding ourselves of the realities above us can help us take everything in our world with a grain of salt and in proportion. Let's celebrate the beautiful purity of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and ensure that our reality is a little more pure, a little more ideological, and a lot more beautiful.